And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I am your home companion. That's how I'm going to call myself as long as I'm home. I'm here to be your companion. By the way, today at 11 o'clock, Andrew Cuomo will have his press conference. So you will not miss it. We will have it right here. Meanwhile, we're running a WBEN web poll. And who's got the results, Buzzy or Tony?
Buzzy has it.
I've got the results. Now, Sandy, we're running this in two separate places, one on the website and one on Twitter. And it's interesting how they are different in the results.
Okay. All right.
So we'll go to the one on Twitter first. And the question is, how often are you leaving home? Remember, we're not supposed to be leaving home much at all.
True. Yeah.
And so the choices are... Every day, for people like Tony and I, we have to for work. That is at 29% on the Twitter poll. Occasionally is at 30% on the Twitter poll. So obviously leading is not much at all.
Yeah, people are basically tied down. And what about the poll that's our direct poll to the listeners?
All right. Now, they have another one. How often are you leaving your home? This one's a little closer. Occasionally, 35%. Almost never, 27%. That's tied with once a day at 27%. 10%, however, Sandy, tell us they leave multiple times a day.
Oh, gee, that's not good. Unless you absolutely had to. Maybe you're in a profession or something that requires you to do it, but not a good idea. And the governor, who'll be on today at 11 o'clock, said yesterday, because I watched his whole conference, that the social distancing, 6 feet, that a lot of people are ticking off the governor because anecdotally, he sees people that aren't following that. And so he has raised the fine. I didn't even know the fine was $500 until he said that the $500 fine is now raised to $1,000. Now, I don't know how they're going to enforce that. And if it's an inadvertent foul, you know, two people walking down the street and they're 4.5 feet instead of 6 feet apart, I don't see them getting any kind of a summons or a ticket or anything. If they're kids and, you know, they're horsing around and, you know, playing jumping jacks with each other, okay, fine them $1,000. That'll get their attention. But I want to know what the people feel. Do you think that $1,000 fine, which is in effect now in the state of New York, there's another poll. I didn't clip it, but... Who is taking the most dramatic steps in trying to fight the virus? And New York was number one because he starts off every press conference with, we are the leading, and not that we're proud of it, but we've got to deal with it. We are the leading state for dealing with this virus. So the at-home situation, we're supposed to stay home unless we can't. Yesterday... Dr. Birx had said she strongly advises not to go out even for drugs or groceries. Later, she amended it and said, well, you can, but make sure it's only one. Don't go out there with your husband or your wife or your kid or you know, anything like that. Just make sure it's only one. So the bottom line is, Are you happy the way it is now, doing your work from home? Would you like to keep it that way if it's possible when this is all over? Another thing we threw in as a little bonus question is two-way aisles in the supermarkets and big stores. So each way has one way, the other. That's the way they are now. Would you like to have one-way aisles so it's more efficient? Everybody in this aisle is going in the same direction. It makes a lot of sense. I know the two-way aisles are a pain in the tuchus sometimes, and that's the way it is. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster on line one. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. I didn't think I'd be on so soon because it was ringing and ringing and ringing. Anyway, the part of, you know, working at home, I wasn't listening to your actual question. Your first question is?
The $1,000 fine. Oh. Is that too much for in case you don't obey the social distancing?
No, I don't think so because it's It's ridiculous. It's, you know, how is he, like you said, why don't they say we've already enforced, you know, we've, you know, found people that, you know, had to pay the $500, so this might be more of an incentive to, you know, if they paid $500, they don't want to pay $1,000.
I mean, Mary, if you were walking down the street with your husband, enjoying just a little spring walk, would you be able to tell instantly what 6 feet would be?
I'd have to knock my husband down on the ground. So I'd have to say, okay.
Yeah, in other words, that's not easy when you're, because if you're walking together, you're probably talking, and as we talk to people, we kind of move in to talk to them so they can hear us. I don't know how anybody just observing you would feel in good conscience to find you $1,000 because you weren't 6 feet away.
And the part of that also is, if you're talking, you're talking. You have to. If you're 6 feet apart, you're gonna have to talk louder, increase the risk.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Affecting people, but
look at the grocery stores. Go down an aisle on a day where at least there's some people in the store. You're almost always closer than 6 feet to most of them.
And like you said, too, the people in the aisle, it's a good idea to have the one way because. Sometimes you're going down an aisle, right, and like Murphy's Law, you're looking at something, you're looking for something, and it's on the other side of the aisle.
And here's something, this is totally unacceptable socially, I can tell you right now. If you are on, if you have aisles going one way and then the next aisle goes the other way, you keep seeing the same people. And if you didn't want to see them one time, as soon as you turn the corner, they're turning a corner, and you're going to see them again. So it works out if you're a guy and there's a very attractive woman shopping. But what if you have, oh, my goodness, you're going to see that person. You're going to see that person during your whole shopping trip.
But okay. Getting back to your other question, because I know you got other callers. About being home, you know, working from home, I'm retired, so that doesn't apply. But I think it's a lot of people would, you know, you interact with people at work. You exchange ideas, and you have that, you know, somebody comes up with something. You know, this way, if you're by yourself communicating over a machine, if you can go and talk like I used to at work, you know, you go to somebody's desk instead of using, you know, mail and stuff like that, email, I would go to that person's desk and talk to that person. And you can, instead of wasting time sending them an email and waiting for them to reply and all this stuff, just go there in person and you see the person, you exchange yes, 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 and they'll say, well, we can talk later or no. But that way, you know, you're talking to the person, you get your point across, and that's it.
Let me ask you a question, Mary.
Yeah.
And it's not a personal question, it's just a logistical question. I know that you're a religious person. The bishop has released the people from any obligations during the Holy Week here and whatever. How do they handle confessions now? Because yes, there is a screen between you and the confessor and the confessee, but is that enough for the purposes of this virus? Do you know what they're doing?
No, they haven't addressed that yet. I mean, it's not people. You know, I just go to church like for a visit, and there's nobody really there. So the priest, you know, is there. There's no real services, so there's no confession.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't sure. I've not heard that addressed at all. Hey, well, thank you, Mary. Always good to talk to you. Take care. All right, we'll take a break and return. Remember, Andrew Cuomo and his gang from Albany will be on today at 11 o'clock. Don't miss it right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We have three basic questions. The $1,000 fine, it used to be $500. It was raised yesterday by the governor for not obeying social distancing of 6 feet. Somebody had texted in, what if it's a husband and wife? They know that they're not going to give anything to each other on a public street. So why would they be fined? I don't know. He has not explained who would be fined and who wouldn't, but the standard is 6 feet. Also, if you're at home and working at home, you may have thought, hey, this would be a good thing to do. Now that you're actually doing it, does it live up to its expectation? And if you could do it forever, would you do it this way? Also, if you have a drugstore that delivers, and a lot of them do, but some of them don't, if you would like to call and let us know who you are and where you are, and willing to deliver to people who might need that. And one-way aisles, some stores and supermarkets are starting to do that. It seems like a much more efficient way to handle the traffic. Let's go to line two. That would be Carl on a cell phone. Carl, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Good morning. Hey, you know, good topic. Good topic. The first question with the $1,000 fine, I think the governor, he should have not started at the top. What I think he should have done is started at the bottom with the, you know, group parties, things like that, and slapped them, say, with a $500 fine or maybe a $250 fine. And then slowly, gradually implement more fines as people become negligent. I think starting at the top, he's just biting more than he can chew. I think
that makes sense, a lot of sense. If somebody sees a bunch of kids playing basketball, okay, you break that up, and there might be a slight fine, things like that. And the slow increment upwards, I think, that you suggested is a good idea. Because $1,000, first of all, it's up to $1,000. So it would be up to the discretion of the judge or the hearing officer or whoever hears this as to what's fair. An inadvertent mistake. I mean, if you're 4.5 feet or 5 feet and you get fined, it's going to be a lot of ill will. Everybody's in this together. I think you're right. He should have started the other way. Good point. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Next up would be, okay, Vanna just gave me the signal that Fred from New Mexico is on line three. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Fred. Are you at least 6 feet away from your any other person in your house?
Heavens no. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know. That's my job. I'm a kidder.
You know, I was sitting in the car while my wife went in to buy groceries, and she has a mask. And the one thing I noticed around here is everybody has masks, almost everyone. But as far as the 6 foot goes, they ignore that entirely.
So they figure a mask is enough, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. They don't even think about it.
Now you're in New Mexico. Do you have the same rules we have about staying in the house unless you have to just get the groceries or pharmacy?
Yeah, we have that. There's no fines like Cuomo put on New York.
El Duce, yes, that's correct.
I think that's not right. People are already losing money because they can't work.
Yeah, some people have lost their jobs because they can't work and they're out on the street. So have you used to live in New York, I assume. Have you noticed a big difference in New York and where you live now in New Mexico as far as the government is concerned?
Well, they're starting to sound more like the rest of the states. They're younger people now governing. But certain things won't go over here. People will just not. They'll ignore it.
Yeah, that's the way it was in Texas. When I worked in Texas, I noticed that. I admired them for that. Their attitude in Texas, I don't know if it's still the same, but when I was there, it was, look, we have our own state. We know how to run it. No, thank you. Stay in Washington. We'll stay in Texas, and we'll do our job. You do yours.
Yeah, that's how it is here. And most people are, you know, they're obeying what they consider what the governor says a suggestion.
Yeah, here it's a directive. I hear you. Well, have a nice hot cup of tea or a cup of coffee and enjoy the weather down there. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. He's in New Mexico. I love New Mexico. It's a great state. Mr. Beamer, you have plenty of Facebooks, and we haven't heard from any of them yet. Oh, no, he's on the phone. See, that's one of the things when I'm here, I don't have X-ray vision. He is processing a call, which would probably be the best call we've had all day.
Oh, monumental call.
Yeah, just a great call. It's probably from the governor himself.
I think it was the president.
Saying, how come you didn't send me that tickler bouquet you promised? You think the president was on the line?
Wow. You never know.
The president, I watch him, and he is so cool. I think he's like the coolest guy around, just the way he handles himself.
Don't tell that to the left.
No, I know that. But ever since he said China, when they were criticizing him for calling it the Chinese flu, he said, well, that's where it started, in China. I love that. I wouldn't want to have to negotiate anything with him, because I think it'd be really tough, but he's good. Okay, Buzzy, we got a lot of Facebooks. What do you got?
Yeah.
China.
Well, I saw a fun... I'll tell you off the air. We'll start with Paula, who says, if you don't comprehend the... Oh, by the way, the question is, $1,000 fine for not social distancing, is that fair? Paula says, if you don't comprehend the seriousness, you're a fool and deserve the fine. I'm seeing too many people just ignore the facts and still calling it overblown.
I'll tell you one thing. We managed to get everything together once a week for about 2 hours. And Bernie wears a mask, and she's fully protected. And in that time that we're out, that very limited time, and I don't even go out, demands that I stay here at home and keep the alligators fed. But the bottom line is, you hardly see anybody with the full mask and things like that. So I think it's time that we started taking it seriously. Check the obituary sometimes, and you might appreciate what they're trying to do a little bit more. The governor will be on in about a half an hour. We have phone calls. We have Facebook. We got text. We got everything. The only thing missing is you, so hang in there on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are back with Beach & Company, and let's see, at 11 o'clock today, Andrew Cuomo will have his press conference, and we are covering that. Meanwhile, the basic questions, the lines are all full. And we got plenty of texts and plenty of Facebook, but the basic questions are the $1,000 fine for not obeying the social distancing in New York. Do you think that's fair? And I say 1,000, it's up to 1,000. Yesterday it was 500 when the governor said it's not enough. I've seen too much, too many people not obeying it, so we're going to make it 1,000, up to 1,000. Is that fair? I don't know how they're going to enforce it, to be honest with you, but that's what it is. Now you're at home. You've always dreamed of working at home, thinking this would be great. I could do my job in my pajamas. What my job is doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. Thank you, Groucho. You're at home. Would you, if you had a choice, stay this way? Would you like to stay this way? I don't know. Alan said on the first day he was lonely. So I think he called some women who showed up and kept him company, made him cookies, things like that. No. The supermarkets and the big department stores, would you like to see one-way aisles? It makes more sense to be having one-way aisles, the traffic all moving a lot faster, a lot more efficiently. Let us go to line one, Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Well, I don't know, $1,000, maybe they ought to raise it more. Because there's some people you can't, no matter what,
they don't listen, they don't want to do what you're telling them to do.
You and I got to suffer for it.
Yep.
Just think about that. I ran into it the other day. I had to stop at Aldi's and get some stuff. I don't know if the aisles are 6 foot across, but I happen to think of one, because you got guys that are, you know, they're running out of stuff, and they have to go out and restock shelves. Well, you got a guy that's down on his hands and knees loading the shelf. Well, you got to get by him.
Sure.
I can think of, he's facing the way. The only thing to do if you're going to walk by is face your head. It'll look to the opposite direction.
Yeah, I think they should be one-way aisles all the time, not just for now. It just makes a lot more sense. The two-way aisles are too easy to clog.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Did you find everything you needed when you were shopping?
Well, I was still out of toilet paper again.
It was still out of it. I would think that that would have gone by now. There's not a shortage. I wish people would stop hoarding that.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I just thought of something. When I was sitting here on line waiting, something just hit me.
What's that?
You guys are all working at home.
Yeah.
You can write it all off on your income tax.
Well, I didn't know that.
Stop and think about it.
Yeah, we are working from home. Not much question about it. 3 hours a day, at least. 4 hours with some.
I'm thinking you could. You know, the only drawback, now, can you see all the news feeds? You know.
Yeah, what I can see is we have a screen for the text. Bernadette's on another screen, and Buzzy's on a screen for the Facebooks.
Right.
And the calls, so we can see all that. We can't see any video, but we can see everything else.
But what I'm talking about, okay, after your show, can you go in and hit the news feed?
Sure.
Okay. Then you guys are covered. I could think of that we're not being up at the studio where you would have all the hot stuff coming in over the wires and, you know.
Well, we'll see where this goes. It depends on how long it's going to be, too. We don't know. I don't think they know. I think there'll be a lot of pressure for people to be able to wander around at the end of the month, but that might not be a good idea. Then there'll be those, even after it's declared safe, that are going to be ultra careful and not participate in society as well. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Daryl. Good to talk to you. How about Vincent in Buffalo? Vincent, one of my favorite songs, too. Vincent, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
I just wanted to let the listeners know, we have operate a local restaurant delivery service called Takeout Taxi. And what we started doing, you know, when people were obviously told to stay home, we have been picking up any necessities for customers, you know, be it prescriptions, groceries, whatever, and we do that at no charge.
At no charge? Wow. That's very generous of you. They allow you to pick up some scripts from the drugstore?
Yeah, they call in, the customer would call and say, I'm sending a driver to pick it up. So if someone does place a regular order from any one of the restaurants that we service, you know, in the Buffalo area, and they need any necessities on top of that, then the driver would stop, pick the stuff up, and, you know, there's no charge, additional charge for that.
Very nice. What is your phone number, or how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, the phone number is area code 716-631-2222.
631-2222. What are you, with Channel 2?
No, it was the website, really easy to remember, is takeoutcab.com.
Takeoutcab.com. Well, that's very generous of you to do that, especially during a time like this when these kinds of gestures and this kind of work is really appreciated. Thank you for telling us about it, and we hope you get to help out a lot more people. Thanks for calling. Wow, very nice. What about that, guys, huh? Doing it for free.
I like it.
Very nice. Very
and I've
generous.
Seen a lot of people reaching out, especially on social media. Hey, if you need anything, reach out to me. I'll go to the store for you. I'll go to the pharmacy for you and help you, especially in offering it for seniors and
nice.
Shut-ins.
We find out that when the you-know-what hits the fan, people are more generous. They're generous with their time, their effort, their money, everything. All right, let's take a break. The governor should be on in about 15 minutes. We'll take a break now on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line one. The governor will be on top of the hour. Let's go to line one. This is Paul on a cell phone. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello there, Paul. What's on your mind today? Whoops, I think Paul's phone is cutting out. Yeah.
Can you...
Okay, it's not working, Tony. We have to say goodbye to Paul. Instead, let's go to line two, and Don is on line two. Let's hope he has a better line. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. I hope you guys are doing well today.
We're doing A-okay. We're doing fine. Do you guys down in Pennsylvania, do you have anything like we have here, a fine of up to $1,000 if you don't obey the social distancing act, which is 6 feet separation from two people?
I'm not aware of any such fine. No, I'm not, and I don't agree with it either.
It seems a little draconian, and also a little too, I don't know, if it's accidental or incidental, nobody's trying to push a stick in your eye, I don't think there should be a fine. If it's a bunch of kids horsing around because they're kids, yeah, okay.
Yes, that's a little different situation. But personally, I think something like that is a scare tactic more than something they're going to enforce.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that anecdotally that a lot of people are taking this seriously. I mean, we've had deaths, certainly, using all the ventilators they can produce. The Prime Minister of England's, very critical. I would think by now they would have caught on that this is serious.
Well, it's definitely serious, and I think that everybody should make every effort to stay, not get within 6 feet of the other person, no question about it. But I still think it's a little bit of a scare tactic because, by accident, somebody might want to stay with, at least 6 feet away, but they're going to get into that zone, which is less than 6 feet.
Remember something, too. There are some people who have problems that have to walk with a cane or something, or some elderly people have to be with somebody to kind of steady their gait. I wonder if they would go after them. I mean, there's got to be a lot of exceptions to this rule.
I would think so. I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you're in a store aisle looking at something, and you're not paying, it's difficult to pay attention to the 6 foot roll rule there, and also what the heck you're looking for on the shelf or something. I mean, it's pretty difficult.
Well, look at it like this. If you go to a store that has a large magazine section and you're looking at Car and Driver or something, and somebody wants to look at a magazine that's right next to Car and Driver, they can't even get near it while you're looking at Car and Driver. So it doesn't seem, I don't know how it's enforceable. What's going on down there in PA?
Not a heck of a lot. But there is one thing that they're doing here, and I don't know if they're doing it up there. I said, boy, oh boy, they really mean business. They have gone around to, you see a lot of outdoor basketball courts. They probably have them where you are, too.
Oh, yes, it's a big deal, sure.
They have taken all the rims down.
Yep, the same thing here, because there are several places where it's well known that people play basketball. First, they asked them not to use them, and that apparently wasn't good enough, so they removed the rims. Yeah, it's hard to dunk when there's no rim there.
It's very difficult.
Remember, we used to play up at Our Lady of the Lake. There were at least 6 hoops there. I can't see them dismantling them, but under dire circumstances, this is what happens.
Yeah, you got that right. As far as working from home, I think that's a fantastic idea, and I remember when I was working way before this virus came along, there was some people that I worked with that could work from home, and I used to be jealous along with some other people, and we would always ask, how come we can't work from home? Oh, well, it's impossible to do your job from home, the job you have. Well, guess what? I called where I used to work the other day, and everybody is now working from home there. So all of a sudden, things that weren't possible 10 years ago are now possible because of...
Well, yeah, it's first of all, I'll confess, before this, when I heard somebody was, quote, working from home, close quote, I always thought it was a scam. Like, oh, come on, you're not doing the same amount of work at home that you'd be doing if you were here. But look at, some things might really backfire on business. They turned a normal office into a bunch of cubicles. So suddenly you had an office that might have held six people, and now they got 24 people all cubed in like an ice cube tray. And the bottom line is, I think it would be a lot easier to pass a virus, even though there's a little fake wall there, when you just crowd people in like that. So I think a lot of offices are like that. We converted a lot of the studio space when they redesigned the main part of the radio stations, but we still have some of those that I like I just described, and I'm wondering if eventually they'll probably change them.
Could well be, no question about that. As far as groceries and pharmacy deliveries, that's a fantastic idea, especially for people who are elderly or can't get around or what have you. But it's a good idea.
Yeah, and we just had a guy who runs a service for free to pick up things at the pharmacy or at the grocery store and bring them to your house. Now, that shows me a lot. Somebody willing to do something like that for pay, okay, it's a business thing, but it's very helpful. But to do it for free is really great.
That's going above and beyond, no question about it.
Now, who's in your house, just you and your wife or any of the kids there?
No, it's just Barbara and myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't pass up a joke. You know that.
Oh, okay. Now, the one-way aisles, it's a fantastic idea, especially if you want to stalk somebody. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you're on a one-way aisle, the aisle next to you is going the other way. So say there's an it's important when you get on the ride. You know, we used to work at Whalen Park, and you'd get on the Ferris wheel or the especially the merry-go-round or whatever. You'd get on just before it stopped so you could get the seat you wanted. But the bottom line is, if you get on the opposite aisle of, say, a very attractive woman, you're going to see her for the whole shopping experience, because as you get to the next aisle, she gets to the next aisle. So that's it. But if you get somebody that looks a little mean and ornery, you're going to see them for your whole shopping experience, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know one thing's for sure. If that happened to me, I'd come home with the wrong items all.
Ah, you're a bad boy. Well, enjoy the day. Don, always good to talk to you. Say hi to the lovely Barbara.
Same here, and thank you very much. And you say hi to yours.
To Bernadette, the lovely Bernadette. Bernadette is the eyes and ears of radio show. Okay, thanks, Don. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Yeah, have you guys ever noticed that when you're shopping, that if you get in the right rhythm and you're on the opposite aisle of somebody, you get to see them as they go aisle to aisle to aisle?
Did that could be that? A good thing, or it could be a bad thing.
That's what I mean. You gotta get into the aisle just at the right time. And that's the way it works.
Sometimes I'll actually stop and try, I can give it some time. Let me see. If I wait 30 seconds, that person will leave.
Yeah, and you have to see how long it takes them to complete an entire aisle. Wouldn't it be great if our brains could be used for good instead of... All right. We think Andrew Cuomo will be on right after the news. He's usually very, very punctual. And if not, we'll see you after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN.